我上个星期我说这个天堂是真实的地方。
Last week I talked about heaven is a real place.
所以我用了这个例子来就是表明天堂的真实。
So I used the example of the wire to represent the reality of heaven.
就是说看不到的东西不一定是不真的。
Just because you don't see something does not mean that it's not real.
我们知道电流是存在而且是真实的。
We know the existence and the reality of electricity.
所以我就用这个例子来表明天堂的真实。
So I use the example to represent the reality of heaven.
我记得我小的时候，我的父亲经常告诉我，不要去动那个电流，有电流的地方。
And I remember when I was young, my father always told me not to touch anything that has electricity.
特别你手湿的时候，千万不要去动那个插座。
Especially when your hands are wet, don't touch the outlet.
所以我今天要再提醒小孩子，不要用这个气插进那个插座里面。
And let me remind all the kids, don't take wires and stick them in the outlet.
因为里面真的是有电的。
Because truly there's electricity flowing in them.
但是我们也知道圣经讲天堂是真的。
But we also know that the Bible talks about heaven being real.
天堂是一个真实的地方。
Heaven is a real place.
让我们打开启示录。 我的题目不见了，没有在荧幕上，但是不用紧，你看你的这个大纲里面有这个题目。
If you look at your outline, the title of the sermon is in there, and so are the verses.
今天的题目，上个星期我是讲天堂。
Last week I talked about heaven.
今天我讲地狱。
And today I'm going to talk about hell.
因为如果你要讲天堂的时候，你必须要讲到地狱。
And as we talk about heaven, we need to talk about hell.
让我们来看启示录20章11节。
Let's look at Revelation chapter 20, verse 11.
到21章第4节。
To 21, verse 4.
启示录20章第11节，我又看见一个白色的大宝座，已坐在上面的，从他面前天地都逃避，在无可见之处了。我又看见死了的人，无论大小，都站在宝座前，案卷展开了，并且另有一卷展开，就是生命册。 死了的人都凭着这些案件所记载的，照他们所行的受审判。于是海交出其中的人的死人，死亡和阴间也交出其中的死人。他们都照个人所行的受审判，死亡和阴间也被扔在火湖里。这火湖就是第二次的死。 若有人的名字没记在生命册上，他就被扔在火湖里。21章，我又看见一个新天新地，因为先前的天地已经过去了，海也不再有了。我又看见圣城新耶路撒冷由神那里从天降临，预备好了，就如新妇装饰整齐，等候丈夫。 我听见有大声音从宝座出来说：“看哪，神的帐幕在人间，他要与人同住，他们要做他的子民，神要亲自与他们同在，做他们的神，神要擦去他们一切的眼泪，不再有死亡，也不再有悲哀、哭号、疼痛，因为以前的事已经过去了。”
Then I saw a great white throne, and him who was seated on it. Earth and sky fled from his presence, and there was no place for them. And I saw the dead, great and small, standing before the throne, and books were opened. Another book was opened, which is the book of life. The dead were judged according to what they had done as recorded in the books. The sea gave up the dead that were in it, and death and Hades gave up the dead that were in them. And each person was judged according to what he had done. Then death and Hades were thrown into the lake of fire. The lake of fire is the second death. If anyone's name was not found written in the book of life, he was thrown into the lake of fire. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no longer any sea. I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared for a bride beautifully dressed for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, Now the dwelling of God is with men, and he will live with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things have passed away.
一个美国人相信死后会去地狱，就有120个美国人相信死后会到天堂。
For every American who believes that after, a person would go to hell after death, there's 120 Americans who believe that after death a person will go to heaven.
那么这种看法跟耶稣在圣经里面所讲的完全相反。
And this view is in opposition to the view that Christ has.
马太福音第七章十三节到十四节，耶稣这么说。
In Matthew chapter 7 verses 13 and 14, Jesus said,
你们要进窄门，因为引道，你们要进窄门。
Enter through the narrow gate.
因为引道灭亡，那门是宽的，路是大的，进去的人也多。
For wide is the gate and broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many enter through it.
引道容身，那门是窄的，路是小的，找着的人也少。
But small is the gate and narrow the road that leads to life, and only a few find it.
为什么主耶稣说进天堂的人比就是说去天堂的人比去地狱的人少。
So why does Jesus say that those who are entering heaven is fewer than those going to hell?
原因就是因为圣经讲，因为世人都犯了罪，亏欠了神的荣耀。
And the reason is that the Bible states, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
罪使到人跟神分开。
Sin separates man from God.
不能够进到天堂。
And therefore man cannot enter into heaven.
神是圣洁的，天堂也是圣洁的地方。
God is holy and so is heaven.
有罪的人就不能够进去。
And those who have sinned cannot enter.
除非他承认自己的罪。
Unless he confesses his sins.
他悔改相信耶稣。
He repents and believes in Jesus.
除非他的罪得到洁净。
Only if his sin is cleansed.
除非他的罪得到赦免。
Unless his sin has been forgiven.
不然的话，人没有办法进去这个天堂。
Otherwise, man cannot enter heaven.
所以天堂不是每一个人都可以进去的。
So heaven is not a place where everyone can enter.
没有人能够自动的就可以进入天堂。
No one enters heaven automatically.
除非这个罪的问题受到被解决。
Unless it has resolved the problem of sin.
其实地狱才是人的那个所谓英文讲是 default destination.
Actually, hell is man's default destination.
你不用做什么东西，你就可以去。
You don't need to do anything to go there.
就好像我们用电脑的时候。
Just as well if we're using our computers.
有些东西你不用去调整，你不用去弄。
Some settings you don't need to adjust it.
已经安定好了。
It's already preset.
只要你把电脑一打开。
You turn on the computer,
就可以使用。
And you use it as it.
你用电脑的时候，有时候你看到是 default.
And sometimes you could see when you are using the computer, those are the default settings.
同样的，人不用做任何的东西。
Likewise, man should not need to do anything.
只要他不悔改相信耶稣。
As long as he does not repent and believe in Jesus.
他就可以去地狱。
He will go to hell.
很容易。
It's very easy.
你不用做任何的东西，只要你不相信耶稣。
You don't need to do anything as long as you don't believe in Jesus.
C.S. Lewis 讲了这句话。
C.S. Lewis has stated,
他说到地狱那条路是逐渐的。
The safest road to hell is the gradual one.
而是那个斜坡是很平软的。
The gentle slope.
啊，那个拐弯的地方啊，不是突然间的。
There's without a sudden turning.
啊，在路上也没有看到任何的路牌。
There's no sign.
啊，通常我们到个地方，如果我要去德州或者加州路上都很多路牌。
Usually if I'm driving somewhere, go to Texas or California, there are many signs along the way.
啊，告诉我还有，比如说洛杉矶还有多远就要到了。
For instance, how many more miles to LA?
啊，但是这条地狱的路没有任何的路牌。
But the road to hell has no signpost.
啊，告诉我们在什么地方。
Telling us where we're at.
我上次说过，我要在这几个月里面要跟大家分享这个天堂的事情。
I had mentioned last time that for the next few months, I'm going to share with everyone concerning heaven.
我们在我们还没有详细的去认识这个天堂的时候
，And before we have a better knowledge of heaven,
让我们来看地狱。
Let's consider hell.
我们地狱到底又是一个怎么样的地方
？What kind of place is hell?
圣经谈到天堂
，The Bible talks about heaven.
同时也谈到。
It also talks about hell.
天堂跟地狱是完全不同的地方。
Heaven and hell has no similarities.
地狱是为那些不愿意相信耶稣悔改的人所预备的。
Hell is prepared for those who refuse to repent and believe in Christ.
如果我们看这个启示录20:12-15.
If we look at Revelation chapter 20 verses 12 to 15.
我又看见死了的人无论大小都站在宝座前
And I saw the dead great and small standing before the throne
案件展开了并且另有一件展开就是生命册
The books were opened Another book was opened which is the book of life
死了的人都凭着这些案件所记载的照他们所行的受审判
The dead were judged according to what they had done as recorded in the book
于是海交出其中的死人，死亡和阴间也交出其中的死人。
The sea gave up the dead that were in it, and death and Hades gave up the dead that were in them.
他们都到个人所行的受审判。
And each person was judged according to what he had done.
死亡和阴间也被扔在火湖里。
Then death and Hades were thrown into the lake of fire.
这火湖就是第二次的死。
The lake of fire is the second death.
若有人的名字没记在生命册上，他就被扔在火湖里面。
If anyone's name was not found written in the book of life, he was thrown into the lake of fire.
我们看到圣经形容地狱是一个火湖。
We see that the description from scripture of hell is a lake of fire.
是为那些没有记在生命册上的人所预备的。
And it's prepared for those whose names were not written in the book of life.
地狱圣经描述是一个很可怕的地方。
The biblical description of hell is a very scary place.
马太福音13:42这么说。
Matthew chapter 13 verse 42 says,
丢在火炉里面，在那里必要哀哭切齿的。
They will throw them into the fiery furnace where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
主耶稣在这个路加福音第16:19-31用那个比喻来描述地狱和天堂的区别。
And Jesus used a parable in Luke chapter 16 verses 19 to 31 to describe the difference between heaven and hell.
或者他说他描述这个阴间跟乐园的区别。
Or perhaps he's describing the difference between Hades and the paradise.
比喻里谈到一个财主跟拉撒路。
And the parable talks about a rich man and Lazarus.
财主因在世的时候没有信耶稣，那么他到了阴间。
And the rich man in his life did not believe in Christ, therefore he ended up in Hades.
拉撒路在世的时候他信了耶稣，那么他去了乐园。
And Lazarus, because he believed in Jesus in his life, he went to the paradise.
那么这个比喻里面也描述到拉撒这个财主在阴间受苦。
And the parable describes that the rich man was suffering in hell.
而这个拉萨路却在乐园里面与主同在。
But Lazarus was in paradise with the Lord.
所以财主在这个阴间里面受这个痛苦。
And as the rich man was suffering in hell.
所以路加福音16章24节这么说。
Therefore Luke 16:24 says,
就喊着说，我主亚伯拉罕，可怜我吧。
So he called to him, Father Abraham, have pity on me.
打发拉萨路来，用指头沾点水。
And sent Lazarus to dip the tip of his finger in water.
凉凉我的舌头。
And cool my tongue.
因为我在这火焰里极其痛苦。
Because I am in agony in this fire.
当我们看这个比喻的时候，
When we see this parable,
我们发觉到这个财主他所要求的不能够实现。
We realize the request of the rich man cannot be accomplished.
同时他也不能够离开这个地方。
Likewise, he cannot leave this place.
那么后来他就对亚伯拉罕说，
Later on, he asked Abraham.
财主说，我主啊， 既是这样， 求你打发拉萨路到我家里去。
He said, And then I beg you, Father, send Lazarus to my father's house.
因为我还有五个弟兄。
For I have five brothers.
他可以对他们做见证。
Let him warn them.
免得他们也来到这个痛苦的地方。
So that they will not also come to this place of torment.
那么同样的， 财主也不能够达到他的要求。
Likewise, the rich man cannot accomplish this request either.
亚伯拉罕对他说，
Abraham told him.
其实在这个比喻里面，这个亚伯拉罕是代表神。
Actually, in this parable, Abraham represents God.
他说，你的家人在世有摩西跟先知们。
He said, Your family has Moses and the prophets.
啊，他可以听他们。
Let them listen to them.
我们看到这个。 财主， 啊， 他的要求不能够达到。
We see that the rich man's request cannot be accomplished.
那么这个比喻形容地狱是一个很可怕的地方。
And the description of hell here is a very frightful place.
那么除此之外也警告人不要去那个地方。
And besides this, it also warns people not to go to this place.
而且警告人要悔改相信耶稣。
Warns people of the necessity to repent and believe in Christ.
啊，不然的话， 永远就没有机会了。
Otherwise, eternally, you will have no more opportunity.
啊，世界上每个人生下来到这个世界，
Every person is born to this world.
死后只有可以去一个地方。
After death, there is only one place where they can go.
啊，不是天堂就是地狱。
If it's not heaven, then it's hell.
或者不是乐园就是阴间。
If it's not paradise,
It's Hades.
And this point, the Bible is very clear.
John chapter 5, verses
28 and
29.
Do not be amazed at this, for a time is coming when all who are in their graves will hear his voice and come out.
行善的复活得生，作恶的复活定罪。
Those who have done good will rise to live, and those who have done evil will rise to be condemned.
那么这两节经文说明，当主耶稣再来的时候，
And these two verses explain that when Jesus comes again,
无论是信耶稣得救的人，
No matter if you believe in Jesus and are saved,
或者不信耶稣得救，不得救的人，
Or you're not saved,
都会从死里复活过来。
You are rise again from the grave.
面对主耶稣带来的审判。
And face the judgment from Jesus.
圣经讲到得救的人就去天堂。
And the Bible says that those who are saved will go to heaven.
不得救的人就去地狱。
And those who are not saved will go to hell.
这个是圣经讲得非常清楚的。
The Bible is very clear on this.
只有一个地方可以去。
There's only one place where you can go.
不是天堂就是地狱。
If it's not heaven, it's hell.
那么上个星期我谈到这个地狱这个名词。
Last week I talked about the term hell.
我从小就很少听过天堂这个名词。
When I was growing up, I rarely heard about the term heaven.
啊, 一直到我接触到圣经,
it was not until I was came in contact with scripture.
啊, 但是地狱这个名词我倒听过很多,
but I've heard of hell many times.
啊, 因为我是生长在一个 民间信仰的那个社会里面,
because I grew up in a society of folk religion.
我们这些信仰都把地狱形容成是一个非常可怕的地方,
and these religions describe hell as a very scary place.
啊, 那里有很多很可怕的鬼,
there's many frightening ghosts.
啊, 他们戴着那个帽子, 高高又尖又高的,
they wear these tall pointy hats.
啊, 有时候你在这个旅馆, 那个五星的旅馆里面, 你都在厨房里面可以看到。
And sometimes even in the five-star hotels, you can see this in their kitchen.
啊, 但是那些不是鬼,
but they're not demons.
啊, 但是这些民间信仰就形容到这些鬼非常的可怕, 帽子戴得高高。
But the description of these demons were very scary, they had tall pointy hats.
而且他们的舌头长长的。
And they have big long tongues.
所以我们在小的时候看到这些感到非常的害怕。
So we were really frightened when growing up seeing these demons.
啊, 啊, 地狱就被形容成为一个非常可怕的地方。
And so hell, the description of hell is a very scary place.
啊, 还把地狱分成好多层。
And they divide hell into many different levels.
啊, 第一层是那些为那些, 啊, 在世上做一点比较没有这么, 邪恶的事情的。
The first level is those whose wrongs were not so bad.
那么18层是为那些在世上做了很多坏事的事。
The 18th level is for those who have been really, really terrible in this world.
那么这些民间的信仰都讲地狱是存在的地方。
And these folk religions all talk about the existence of hell.
但是也有人否认地狱的存在。
But there are also many people who deny the existence of hell.
他们说如果是神是充满爱的话, 他不应该把人送到地狱去。
They say if God is full of love, he shouldn't be sending people to hell.
也有人认为不应该讲到地狱。
And also there are people who say that we shouldn't talk about hell.
他说你讲地狱没有爱心。
Because when you talk about hell, you don't have any love.
啊, 今天我很没有爱心。
Today I am very lacking in love.
但是当我们跟别人传福音的时候,
but as we preach the gospel to others,
我们必须要提到地狱。
We must mention about hell.
啊, 因为地狱是一个真实的地方。
Because hell is a real place.
悔改相信耶稣的人才能够去天堂。
Those who repent and believe in Jesus,
不信耶稣的人就去地狱。
Those who do not believe will go to hell.
啊, 这是圣经讲的，不是我讲的。
This is what the Bible talks about, it's not what I say.
而且圣经讲的非常的清楚。
And the Bible is very clear.
那么当耶稣基督出来传讲天国的福音的时候,
and when Jesus came out to preach the kingdom of God,
他经常提到地狱这个地方。
He often mentioned the place of hell.
啊, 比如说在马可福音九章48节。
For instance, in Mark chapter 9, verse 48,
啊, 耶稣形容地狱说, 在那里虫是不死的,
and Jesus describes hell as a place where their worms does not die and the fire is not quenched.
我不晓得你要不要去这个地方。
I don't know if you want to go to this place.
啊, 主耶稣也讲那些不得救的人,
Jesus also talks about those who are not saved.
他说到唯有本国的子民竟被赶到外边黑暗里去，在那里必要哀哭切齿。But
the subjects of the kingdom will be thrown outside into the darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
那么圣经也讲到这个地狱是一个永恒的地方。
The Bible also talks about hell being an eternal place.
那么耶稣讲到这些人要往永刑里去。 那些义人要往永生里去。
And Jesus talks about then they will go away to eternal punishment, but the righteous to eternal life.
所以圣经讲到这个地方是永恒的地方。
So the Bible talks about this place being an eternal place.
啊, 事实上有些人认为当他离开这个世界的时候他就一了了之。
Some people believe that when they die, that's the end.
啊, 就是说, 人死后什么都没有了。
There will be no existence after life.
其实从圣经的角度来看，人死了不是一了了之。
But from the scriptural point of view, we see that men's life continues.
啊，他不是去天堂就是去地狱。
He either goes to heaven or he goes to hell.
天堂或者地狱，圣经讲是一个永恒的地方。
Heaven and hell, the Bible talks about them as eternal places of eternity.
而且讲到每一个人，当他离开这个世界的时候，当他有一天，他将会从死里复活过来。
And that everyone who leaves this world one day will resurrect.
得救的人就去天堂。
Those who are saved will go to heaven.
啊，不得救的人就去地狱。
Those who are not saved will go to hell.
那么主耶稣在财主和拉撒路这个比喻里面讲到，在这个地狱跟这个现今的世界有一个横沟。
And from the parable that Jesus told about the rich man and Lazarus, we see that there is a deep chasm between hell and the current life.
啊，就是讲到人世上的人跟那些在地狱的人不能够沟通。
And that men here who are living here cannot communicate with those who are dead.
但是圣经却警告人啊，不要去那里。
But the Bible warns us not to go there.
因为这个地方是一个很可怕的地方。
It's because hell is a frightful place.
可怕，但是还有一些人不理会啊，他们死后所要去的地方。
Even though it's frightful, many people do not understand where they're headed.
为什么
？Why?
主要的原因就是他们不知道这个地方。
The main reason is that they don't know about this place.
他们也不知道这个是一个真实的地方。
They don't realize this is a place of reality.
但是圣经却形容到地狱是一个永恒的地方。
But the Bible talks about hell being a place of eternity.
如果我们看启示录20:10。
If you look at Revelation chapter 20 verse 10.
那迷惑他们的魔鬼被扔在硫磺的火湖里。
And the devil who deceived them was thrown into the lake of burning sulfur.
就是兽和假先知所在的地方。
Where the beast and the false prophets had been thrown.
他们必昼夜痛苦，直到永永远远。
They will be tormented day and night forever and ever.
所以圣经形容这个地狱好像个火湖。
So the Bible talks about hell as a lake of fire.
在那里人要昼夜的受痛苦。
And that they will be tormented day and night.
而且直到永永远远。
And it will last forever and ever.
所以人死后不是去天堂就是去地狱。
So after a man dies, he either goes to heaven or he goes to hell.
那么去天堂或者去地狱，关键就是要看他在地上所做的决定。
And the key to where he is headed depends on his decision here on earth.
我们知道宇宙里面有很多很多的星球。
We realize in the universe there are many stars.
啊，只有地球是有人住的。
There are many planets and only Earth has man living here.
啊，到目前为止，科学家、天文学家都认为只有地球才有人。
To this point, the astronomers believe that only Earth has life.
那么地球是人生下来一个路过的地方。
And Earth is a place where people are born.
啊，将来他们要到另外一个地方。
And yet they're going to a different place.
啊，这个地方不是天堂就是地狱。
And this place is either heaven or it's hell.
所以地球是这个天堂或这个地狱的转换点。
And so Earth is a transit point for heaven or hell.
啊，就比如说每次你要回台湾，或者是中国大陆，或者香港。
For instance, if you're flying back to Taiwan, Hong Kong, or China.
或者其他的国家。
Or other nations.
啊，你必须先飞到洛杉矶、旧金山或者纽约，在那边转机。
You first fly to LA, San Francisco, New York, to change planes.
啊，然后你再飞到你最终的目的地。
And then you fly to your final destination.
地球是我们转机的地方。
Earth is a transit point.
啊，转机到天堂或者到地狱。
Going either to heaven or to hell.
到天堂或者地狱，那么就要看我们在这个世界上所做的决定。
Whether you're going to heaven or hell depends on the decision you make here in this world.
不知道, 等到我们在天堂的门口, 或者地狱的门口, 那时候才做决定。
And it's not a decision that you make at the door of heaven or the door of hell.
因为那个时候会太迟。
Because at that time it's too late.
因为圣经讲到, 到那个时候, 将会有一个生命册。
Because the Bible says that at that time there will be a book of life.
只有那些名字写在生命册上的才可以进去。
Only those whose names are written in the book of life can enter.
不然的话就被扔在火湖里面。
Otherwise they will be thrown into the lake of fire.
就是有位歌星，不晓得你们认识不认识他，叫做 Ruth Anna Metzger.
And there was a professional singer whose name was Ruth Anna Metzger.
是一位专业的歌星。
She's a professional singer.
那么有一次，她被邀请到一个很富有的一个富人的婚姻去做演唱。
And one time she was invited to sing at a very wealthy man's wedding.
那么这个婚姻是在这个西雅图这个哥伦比亚这个高塔那边举行。
And the wedding was going to be held at the Columbia Tower in Seattle.
而且是在那个楼最高的地方举行。
And it's on the highest floor of the building.
那么这个 Ruth Anna 和她的丈夫叫做 Roy 感到非常的荣幸而且兴奋。
And Ruth Anna and her husband Roy, they were very excited and they felt very privileged. Because she was invited to such a grand situation to sing.
这是非常难得的机会。
And it was a very rare opportunity.
这个婚礼还有这个婚宴办得非常的隆重。
The wedding and the reception was very grand.
那么招待员以这个山珍海味还有不寻常的那种饮料来招待这个贵宾。
There's very expensive food and drinks to welcome the guests.
那么新郎跟新娘就站在这个布置的很漂亮而且很高贵的地方来欢迎这些贵宾。
And the husband and wife, the bride and groom stood at a very beautiful place to welcome all their guests.
那么过后这个主持人就宣布这个婚宴开始。
And then later on, the MC declared the beginning of the reception.
那么新郎跟新娘就进去这个会宴厅。
The bride and groom entered the reception hall.
然后跟着就是这些贵宾。
And was followed by all the honored guests.
那么在这个门口，这个招待员手上拿着一个小册子。
And there's a man at the door who had a little book.
进去的贵宾必须名字要记在这个小册子上。
Those guests who enter, their names must be recorded in the booklet.
那么Ruth Anna跟她的丈夫 Roy来到门口的时候。
And Ruth Anna and Roy, and her husband Roy came to the door.
那么招待员就问他, 请问贵姓大名?
And so they were asked for their name.
我是 Ruth Anna Metzger, 这是我的丈夫 Roy.
She said, I'm Ruth Anna Metzger, and this is my husband Roy.
但他们的名字没有在册子里面。
But their names weren't written in the book.
那么招待员就告诉他, 你可以不可以把那个名字拼一下到底。
And they were asked, can you please spell your name?
但是他们再看一次，他们的名字没有在册子里面。But
looking through the booklet again, their names were not written on the book.
他说很对不起，你们的名字没有在册子里面。He
said, I'm sorry, your names are not in the book.
但是他说我是今天晚上被邀请来在这个宴会里面要歌唱的。She
said, but I was invited to come and sing tonight.
那么招待员就对他们说，不管你是谁，名字没有记载在册子上都不可以进去。And
the man said, it doesn't matter who you are, as long as your name's not written here, I cannot let you in.
那么招待员就把他们带到那个电梯的面前。So
he escorted them to the elevator.
然后电梯就把他们送到这个楼下的停车场。And
the elevator took them to the parking lot.
那么 Ruth Anna的丈夫就问。 那么到底发生了什么事情?
Ruth Anna's husband asked her, what happened?
Ruth Anna就讲, 当我收到这个邀请的时候,
And Regina answered, "Well, when I received the invitation,
我非常的忙，我没有回调。
I was very busy. I didn't return the RSVP.
我也没有想到我需要回调。
I didn't think I needed to return the card.
何况我是当天晚上要演唱的歌手。
Especially I was going to be singing that night.
那时候 Ruth Anna 她哭了。
And at that time, Ruth Anna cried.
因为他失去了一个非常宝贵的机会。
Because she lost a wonderful opportunity.
那么同样的，在将来的审判。
Likewise, in the future judgment.
将会有很多好像 Ruth Anna 这样的人。
Many people will be like Ruth Anna.
生活非常的忙。
Their lives are so busy.
追求世界上的事情。
They seek after the things of this world.
拒绝神的要求。
And they.Refuse God's invitation.
我曾经遇过不少这样的人。
I've met many people like this.
等我把事业搞好后。
After I've established my career.
等我退休后。
After I retire.
我才来信耶稣。
Then I'll come and believe in Jesus.
也有不少人以为他们可以进天堂。
And also many people believe that they can enter heaven.
因为他们来教会。
Because they come to church.
因为他们已经受洗了。
Because they've been baptized.
因为他们在诗歌班里面唱诗。
Because they sing in the choir.
我不是讲我们的诗歌班。
I'm not talking about our choir.
不要误会。
Don't misunderstand.
或者在教会里面忙那个忙那个的。
Or they're serving in church, doing this, doing that.
这些都是好的事情。
These are good things.
所以你不要我讲的几句话你就不服侍了。
So please don't stop serving just because I said a few words.
但是如果一个人与神没有这个关系。
But if a person does not have a personal relationship with God.
如果一个人不曾经承认他的自己的罪。
If a person has never admitted their own sin.
如果他的生命没有改变。
That there's no change in his life.
承认耶稣基督是他个人的救主。
Acknowledge Jesus as their personal Lord and Savior.
那么他的名字不会记在生命册上。
Then his name will not be written in the book of life.
马太福音第这个第七章第二十一节这么说。
In Matthew chapter 7 verse 12 it says.
凡称呼我主啊主啊的人不能都进天国。
Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven.
唯独遵行我天父旨意的人才能进去。
But only he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven.
所以我们看到这些经文说明说，不是每一个人都可以进去天国。
So we see that this verse says that not everyone can enter the kingdom of heaven.
就是说，主啊，主啊，我不是称呼你这样的名吗？
Those who says, didn't I call out Lord, Lord?
但是圣经讲，唯有那些遵行天父旨意的人才能够进去天国。
But the Bible says that only those who does the will of the Father.
所以，如果我们要明白自己经文的话
，So if we are going to understand this verse,
我们必须看它的上文。
We must look at what came before it.
如果你在圣经里面看这个上文的时候。
If you look at what came before this verse,
我们更加了解它的意思。
We have a greater understanding of its meaning.
因为上文那边讲到形容就是主耶稣用两棵树来形容基督徒的生命。
And Jesus uses two trees to talk about the life of a Christian.
也就是说，那个好的树结出好的果子。
That a good tree bears good fruit.
不好的树结出不好的果子。
And a bad tree bears bad fruit.
所以耶稣用两棵树来形容我们的生命。
So Jesus uses two trees to describe our life.
他说，如果那个不好的树结出不好的果子，就代表他是一个不得救的人。
And a bad tree that bears bad fruit represents this person is not saved.
所以每一个人只有一条路可以选择。
So every person can choose only one path.
一条是天堂。
One is to heaven.
另外是地狱。
One is to hell.
没有第三条路。
There is no third path.
圣经讲得非常的清楚。
The Bible is very clear.
信耶稣的人可以去天堂。
Those who believe in Jesus can go to heaven.
不信耶稣的人去地狱。
Those who do not go to hell.
这是圣经说的。
This is what the Bible says.
所以我就是在这里邀请你。
So here I invite you.
如果你还没有 悔改相信耶稣的人，
if you have not repented and believe in Jesus,
我邀请你在这个时候做一个决定。
I invite you to make a decision now.
啊，就是悔改相信耶稣。
That is to repent and believe in Jesus.
因为只有悔改相信耶稣的人可以去天堂这个地方。
Because only those who repent and believe in Jesus can go to heaven.
让我们重新低头祷告。
Let's bow our heads and pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for giving us your word today.
天父，我们知道天堂跟地狱是又真又死的地方。
Father, we know that heaven and earth are places of reality.
求主帮助我们认识这两个地方。
Please help us to get to know these two places.
也求主怜悯我们。
And please have mercy on us.
让那些还不认识耶稣的人宁愿到天堂这个地方去。
So that those who do not believe in Jesus will have a desire to go to heaven.
我们把在众的弟兄姐妹朋友们交在你的手中。
We commit all the brothers and sisters and friends among us into your hands.
求主帮助我们。
Please help us.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray this in Jesus' name.